Well, we can try to use nice glowing sticks offline. Offline, not anything. Are you press F5? The second screen?
That is no, it seems it doesn't work on my laptop. I don't know why. So
it is not in the screen, you say? You are rebooting it?
Yes, so it's better when I use your laptop for presenting the slides. Okay, and then switch when I'm at the end.
Okay.
Because I want to start now. So in the last few years I have been working on the LibreSock FPGA prototype using the Orange Grab, and what I did is porting the existing LS2 to the Orange Grab and began investigating why DRAM doesn't work. Both the ECP5 and the IS40 FPGAs have Libre tool chains, and I have various FPGA boards, including the Orange Grab, which I use for LibreSock prototyping. And there is also MicroWatt, which already supports the LibreSock. So at the end of my presentations, I might be able to do a live demo and Light DRAM that uses the original Meigen, but we have switched to N-Meigen, so the next generation of the Milky Mist generator, and that one doesn't fit into LS2, so I was unable to, and I also was unable to rebuild the original from MicroWatt, and decided that I would continue working on N-Meigen-based DRAM. And I found some various bugs here. ECP5 is big enough for prototyping the LibreSock core, and when I started there, I was already able to run cold boot, but there was no DRAM, so I begin modifying N-Meigen boards and declare the pins needed to connect. And the reason why I'm doing this is I wanted to design a GPU that's even ready for VR. That is my motivation. I have a Talos 2, and its current GPU needs non-free firmware, and on the long term I wanted to avoid this. And I also mentioned that the IS40 FPGA is used by Valve and Bitgrace, for example, in the Valve Index. Now the question is, why do we use N-Meigen and DRAM? There is N. What we are using with DRAM itself is an N-Meigen port of LambdaSock, and N-Meigen is already used by the LibreSock project, and we don't want to have multiple toolkits, so everything gets ported to N-Meigen. We took parts of MicroWatt and ported them to N-Meigen, and the same goes for most of the other things that we want to port them to N-Meigen. And the old Meigen, which had some design weaknesses, we want to avoid, and we also want to avoid LightX, which provides a huge collection of libraries and even software. And in N-Meigen we don't have all those features at the moment. N Mygen is much more powerful than Verilog, and VHDL actually it is a Verilog generator, and it is much easier to use for anyone who you know, who knows Python, so you don't have to learn another VHDL if you want to contribute to LibreSock. And in Mygen, of course, it works nice with Yozus, NextPNR, and GCC, and all those things. And it is also used by GRAM. GRAM is a simplified RAM controller. It currently only supports ECP5, but in the future we might want to support ICE40 and those heavier Xilinx models, which provide even more cells, so you can design more complex designs. And I wanted to learn how to use a DRAM file that comes with the ECP5. I found that there was already some software, hardware designs, MicroVot that support booting Linux using the MicroVot, and I wanted to do the same with the LibreSock core, but I didn't get there because the DRAM isn't currently working. There are multiple generations of DRAM, for example DDR, SDRAM interfaces, DDR4 for the Power 9, DDR5 for the Power 10, and on the Orange Crab we only have DDR3, and it is small and but large enough to boot Linux. And for the Orange Crab pins we have N Mygen boards. I made the changes myself. And the controllers that we can use are found in both GRAM and in Light DRAM, so I have compared those controllers. They are very similar, but there are changes that might be important. And I also compared the software that comes with both. And if it does not work, debugging is hard, so I'm going to look for ways to connect this to a host computer and, for example, run software from a from an external emulated memory. And here we have the ECP5 DRAM controller. It has high-speed I/O interfaces with many built-in blocks, and one of them is the data queue strobe buffer manager. It is with a very complex module, and it handles all the timings that you need for RAM, and those modules are FPGA specific, and we have Python implementations of both 5, so for GRAM and for DDR, and those modules are very similar. Here is a typical module, so you have to connect data lines, address lines, and a few address lines and clocks. And then we have a burst that signal that is used for read leveling, so our software checks whether this burst that signal is asserted and the data valid signal controls the DFI phases, and on the input size we have a pause signal which we have to assert if we change the delay, and then we use the read clock cell to set up the delay. So and only with a certain kind of delay we can get everything working properly, and we have to brute force which delay is the best one. Then we have a library called libgram, which we use to initialize this gram. And here we have to provide a context and we give it some base addresses and a profile. The profile, for example, includes the delays. And first we set the file to software control, then perform some init sequence. I think that hasn't changed. Then we load a calibration and then we turn it back again, and ideally it should work, but I found out that it doesn't work that way. The mem test doesn't pass, or it sometimes only passes for some addresses, and for some addresses it doesn't pass. So it seems that the data that I read back is corrupted. And that is a problem related to read leveling only. Read leveling on the ECP5, we only use read leveling, and that has to be done for each file module. And there's an inner loop for the bit flip, so we do test for different combinations. We do a test for each read window and then try and use that returns a score, and then we try to find the minimum and maximum delays, and then we take the bit slip with the best score, and in this example only one of the bit slip values works, and the whole bit slip thing that isn't currently implemented in DRAM, only in light DRAM. So here we can see the read leveling for both files, and we see that only the first bit slip works, that we have the same settings for each file, and that there are three working delays. And then we use the delay that is in the middle. And once the delay is set, we do a speed test that is currently not implemented, but I'm going to implement that soon, and then it copies the Linux kernel to the flash, and then it boots into Linux. That takes longer time because it has to be decompressed. And then everything Linux kernel init RAM FS comes from the flash module that also holds the bit string for the FPGA. So first of all, the FPGA is configured. And when I log in as root, of course we don't have network. That's one of the things I plan to share, the BeagleBone Black's network, and then theoretically being able to SCP files to the Orange grab. But I think that will be much more work. But I have a BeagleWire, small FPGA, so one of them will be used as a debugging aid, and the other one will run LibreSock. And I think it might be a good idea combining those, because I have both boards, and if I can use both for my work, that seems to be a better option. And of course, if I enter Arch, it shows that it is a PowerPC architecture, and so now